CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Dr. Misterio's Happy Hour. I am, you guessed it right, your host, El Dr. Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded and traditional Coast Salish territory and its waterways from Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca or through the app that you can get for your smartphone, Android or iOS. And yes, you can also get all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/dr-mysterio-happy-hour. I know it's super long. I need to get that changed, but anyway. What can I tell you? Automation. So, a couple of things that I am happy about. First of all, we have back with us Dr. Kimberly live here in the studio.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, look at you. Your voice sounds so sexy today. Are you hungover by any chance?
I'm not.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, I know.
Well, guess what? Me neither, which is an even more, you know, surprise.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show then.
Then, well, it might not be a good one if we are. No, it should be a good show. You are right. So I'm very happy not only to be live and in Technicolor, but moreover to have our dear friend, Dr. Kimberly, with us today. And we'll have more presents and surprises coming up, but that is for a later. Yes, so thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, we'll chat about things and stuff, life, the universe, and
sounds about
what
right.
Was it from Douglas Adams? Life. We'll talk about life, the universe, and everything.
And everything else.
And everything in a few minutes. But anyway, for now, we just wanted to say hello. Welcome to Dr. Misterio's Happy Hour. Remember, we do this show for you, thinking about you, and hoping that we can provide a proper and happy soundtrack to your happy Sunday. So I hope wherever you're listening to, your home, your balcony, the park, your car, you're having a great time. It was raining a little bit before, but now it's now it seems to be getting a little better. And of course, today is August the 2nd of the year of the Lord, 2026. I guess happy Pride, right?
Oh, yeah.
For everybody.
It's Pride today.
Yes. So if you're at the, you know, the parade, well, say hi to us from wherever you are. And I hope you're enjoying. And yeah, we're going to have a lot of music. I wouldn't say new necessarily, but a lot of happy music. And yeah, we already put Dr. Kimberly on the spot to find a couple of songs for us. She only has an hour and 55 minutes to do so. So hopefully...
I have a few in mind already.
Oh, so there you go. She came prepared, of course. She's a prepared woman. Excuse me. All right. So let's start with the music. And we'll be right back here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour.
Only one sun, humming up the mountain, solo con el sol, darkness overcome.
Thank you. quiere y lo anhela. En el cielo azul su blancura refleja. Iluminando lares, descubriendo mares, desmembrando el frío implacable. Revolviendo en esos entes el deseo profundo de tener.
Oh,
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded and traditional Coast Salish territory and its waterways from Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Yo soy el Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to el Dr. Misterio's Happy Hour. Thank you for listening again. Thank you for joining us. I hope you're enjoying the sun now, or the kind of sun that is out. We still have Dr. Kimberly with us. Hola, Kimberly.
Hola.
There you go. And we're just going to tell you what we listened to. So the last one was Super Zero or Super Cero from Mexico City. We listened to the song Viejos Tiempos, Old Times, from their album Super Cero. Before that, back from the 90s, Blast from the Past. Before that, we listened to the Mexican Institute of Sound, a.k.a. El Instituto Mexicano del Sonido. We listened to the song Mirando a las Muchachas, excuse me, Watching the Girls, and which is part of his album Mexico Mágico, Magical Mexico. And then we started the set and the show with our sister and brothers from another mother, Mingua, from Vancouver. The Mexican Institute of Sound is from Mexico City as well. Camilo Lara. And yeah, our sister and brothers from another mother, Mingua, from Vancouver. We listen to the song. We listen to the song Sun, El Sol, from their album The Strange One. And yes, so that was our beautiful set of the show. A little later, maybe on the second hour, we'll try to tell you what's happening. The shows that are coming up, there are a couple that are pretty good. And maybe Dr. Kimberly can also let us know if she's attending anything in the near or middle future.
I will be.
Oh, there you go. Well, we might be going to the same ones again.
Ooh.
That will be another amazing event. Mm-hmm. We went to all them witches.
Oh, you went to that.
Together.
No, I didn't go.
You didn't go? Then which one did we do together?
We went to the one in the rickshaw. But that was in March. Who was that?
The Dreadnoughts.
Dreadnoughts.
That's it?
I think that's the last show I went to with you. I haven't been to a lot of shows, so.
I see. Well, sorry to hear that. Well, I also had a late start, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. So I'm just picking up. I think I did two or three in the first 6 months. But I have like a lot coming up in the next.
I've missed a lot of really good shows.
I see.
So, you know, I got to start paying attention and going to shows or checking them out earlier.
Yes, there's so much music now. Like, it's just, I think it's hard to, you know, be able to keep up with everything that is coming. Yeah. Plus, there's the beautiful monetary issue on top of that.
Yeah, and the shows sell out so much faster now.
That is correct.
Because we tried to get tickets to All Them Witches, and we had no luck whatsoever. So I'm so glad you went.
Well, I got lucky. I got lucky at the end. To be fair, I got it like last minute. Anyway, so, well, what's happening? What's been happening in your life in the last 6 months? Or when were you last here?
Oh, it's been less than that, I hope.
Three?
Maybe 3 months. Yeah.
April, maybe?
Yeah, it sounds about right. But yeah, no, I just came from Edmonton. I was in Edmonton last weekend.
Edmonton, the city of what? Do they have a logo? A slogan?
I don't know.
They have a logo.
I've heard of it being called Deadminton. Don't know if that's something they want to be proud of, but no, I had a really good time. Was very lucky to have not been at that Post Malone show that got rained out because everyone got trapped in the stadium.
So what happened there? Tell me about it because I have no idea.
Oh, there was a massive rainstorm and thunderstorm. And so he had to go off. He played two nights. He played Friday night and Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And then on the Saturday night show, he had to get off stage because it was just like lightning and thunder, trees blowing over, and they have, you should go on Reddit.
Like besides them, like around them?
Right around them. It was an outdoor show.
Wow.
So yeah, it's, you should go on Reddit. There's some really good videos of people getting absolutely soaked, and I guess they closed the doors and people couldn't get out, and it was a bit chaotic. And then the whole next day was gorgeous.
Wow. And nobody went the next day.
No, there was no show the next day. Yeah.
If it's going to be like today, forget it.
Yeah, but yeah, I felt sort of sorry for those fans because I'm sure the tickets were expensive. But
yes, I'm sure. No, I mean, that guy's like...
Oh, I mean, he was playing two shows in a row, so you knew he's probably sold out the first show.
I see. Yeah. That is interesting.
Yeah. But we were in our warm house looking out the window at the storm, staying dry.
Yeah, that is a good thing to do sometimes, you know. Like, I know a lot of people like to see rain, but from a dry spot.
From
right?
a dry spot, yeah.
Yeah, if you're in your cabin or whatever, your porch, your balcony, and it's raining, sure.
Yep.
You know, why not? Yeah. But yeah, but being in the rain like for for more than, I don't know, you know. I mean, in summer it's fine again, you know.
Yeah, it was warm. It was definitely warm. But I wouldn't have wanted to be out there in that.
Or if you're at the beach, you know, that's, yeah, if it's hot outside.